Bone Boy Speaks, episode 422, Unforkable.
Over the years, there's been talk of different people being able to fork Android and use it for their own purposes. And really, the only company that's done it with any sort of success is Amazon. At some point, they took the stock Android and put their own stuff on it and, you know, called it good. But the reality is that what we call Android, there's really two parts of it. There's the open source bits and pieces of it. It's essentially the hardware drivers and you know, some really, really basic infrastructure. And then there's the Google stuff. And what Google has been doing, because they've realized that handset makers are very they're very bad at upgrading Android, as they've moved more and more of what is Android into the stuff that they can update. And so the Google services and stuff, they've actually moved a whole lot of APIs and other things into the Google bits. And you know, the Google bits, of course, are not open source. And in order to really call a device Android, you have to accept that Google has all of this stuff that's closed source. So, you know, when companies actually, you know, if they want to do something on their own with Android, they're really taking a chance because, you know, if Google's putting more and more of the APIs and the stuff that makes Android into the bits that other, you know, third parties can't easily leverage without basically signing on to all of, you know, Google's terms and conditions, basically, you know, they're going to have to reinvent the wheel. And now, that's basically what Amazon has done with with their version of Android is, you know, they've had to essentially add in, you know, replace some of the APIs and stuff that Google has made available, and ultimately you have no control over the platform that way. And even, you know, Google's also strong armed the hardware makers so that if they make if they make Google hardware, that they're not allowed to make open Android hardware. So that it's Google, they're really trying to not let Android fork, and they've made it almost impossible. Not to say that it can be done, but if you're going to be using that infrastructure anyway, and you're going to have to rebuild everything anyway, why not own the entire stack? People have talked about, Nokia should have been should have made an Android handset instead of a Google one, and I don't know that would have been any better, right? Because they would have had to completely reinvent the wheel, and when they reinvent the wheel, they don't necessarily get all the benefits of Android, and not only that, they don't have control over it. So, you know, and at least with, you know, when they went with Windows Phone, since we're gonna have to rebuild all the stuff anyway, because Nokia has its own services that they want to put in, and so they don't necessarily want to use all the Google stuff. So for them, you know, they probably are looking at, there's that Normandy handset that has been in the news, but it's for a low end handset, yeah, you could probably use open source Google and it would be your open source Android and it would be fine. But for their own services, I mean, they did the deal with Microsoft, and of course, you know, the handset business is going to be owned by Microsoft here in short order. So, I'm not sure how successful that Amazon has been with their version of Android, but they haven't sold like a ton of devices. I mean, of course, they don't release numbers, but it's not. I mean, I don't see too many people with those kinds of devices. And even the Kindle Fire that I had, I actually took it and put the CyanogenMod on it because at least that I can get the Google stuff on it, and I'm not locked into insufficient Amazon ecosystem. So I think at the end of the day, right, I mean, you can read this article in Ars Technica that really breaks it down probably better than I can explain it. But the long and the short of it is that as open source as Android is, it's really not that open source. The bits that make Android are tightly controlled by Google. And, you know, if you want to take Android and run it on anything, that's great. But you're not going to do it with the Google services. And that may be okay, right, depending on the kind of device you're doing or whatever. But you're not going to get much of the benefits of Android that way, because let's face it, what makes Android, unique and useful is all the Google services. And so that's not going to be open sourced anytime soon. So I think, you know, I've never quite heard it explained this way, but this makes nothing but sense. And, you know, and I think it's, it explains why, you know, Android's not going to necessarily be forked, and you can see, you know, Google exercising tighter and tighter controls over the folks that do make Android handsets. So I don't know that it's any better than, you know, iOS or whatever in that regard, because now it's, they might have some policies that are better, but they're not letting open source run things. And they've never really done that. Even the Android, the base open source Android is, you know, they have not developed that in public. So it's, you know, they only release the source when it's done, you know. So, it's not really open source as far as I'm concerned. I mean, yeah, they release some source code, but the bits that you really care about, the APIs and everything are all behind, they're in a binary blob, and you can't use them unless you adhere to whatever guidelines Google has. So I'm not buying the argument that Google is open anymore. Anybody who says that to me obviously doesn't understand how Android works. And yeah, I know you can do random things with Android that you couldn't do on iOS. But, you know, to say that you may have more APIs and more flexibility in some of the stuff, but the Android itself is not really any more open than iOS. As far as, you know, the operating system, Google tightly controls it. And, you know, yeah, you can do things with it with the base operating system, but at the end of the day, the bits that you really care about are tightly controlled by Google, and you know, they're not going to be open source anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.